Welcome back to the Better Everyday Podcast, where we are unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is Grace Garcia, and this is my husband, David Garcia.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. Great to be back after a week off.
Does it feel like forever when it's only a week or no?
Kind of. Yeah. You want to let everybody know why we took the week off last week?
Yeah, it was preached at our midweek service. And so usually, I don't think we've said this, but like, why do we go to midweek? Do you want to explain?
Do I want to explain? Like, you want a man to explain? I'll mansplain this. We don't go because of our kids.
Yeah, basically. So we made a decision. Has it been 2 years ago? It's been a while.
Does it matter?
No, for context. I want to say like around 2 years ago, where I do love midweek. I think it's so special. It's not the same live. I try to tune in live, get the message and the worship. It's not the same, but our kids are 7 and 4, and especially my daughter. Homegirl wakes up when I wake up in the morning, so it's like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what time they go to sleep. Like, they have to wake up early in the morning. And so it is not good for them, like, to be, usually if we go to midweek, we come back like 10-ish.
10, 10:30, sometimes 11.
Yeah. And so I was, okay, for this season, because they go to school, and especially they don't have nap time at school anymore. It's just difficult. And I was like, okay, we're going to have to sacrifice going. And we know it'd be a season until their bodies can handle it. Mm-hmm. But so for now, we tune in live. And last Wednesday, I had the opportunity and the honor to preach at the midweek. And so I was there while you were holding the fort down, putting the kids to sleep, and hopefully watching live. No, I know you
were. I was watching live, yeah.
What'd you think?
You did an amazing job. You delivered a good message. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. Proud of you for the surrender that you had, for allowing yourself to be used by God and to deliver the message.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I told people, I'm like, I'm kind of glad. Not, I wanted you there, but at the same time, I was like, you'd make me more nervous. Mm. No, when you're right there and that I could see you, I'm like, you make me nervous. But yeah, so that's why I was gone. Tune into the message. It's RTLA. I think it was, I don't know the date. What day is it now?
The 22nd, so it was the 15th.
Okay, the 15th, and it's on Culture Wars. Highly recommend you guys to tune in.
It's in what? It's on what?
Culture Wars.
Oh.
It was on the Culture Wars series. And so, yeah, that's where we're gone for a week. But any updates from besides that, me preaching, that you want to cover that the people might have missed?
For me, not really. Oh, I don't know if we told everybody, but we signed up for the LA Marathon. We're going to be running that together.
Oh, we did, I think, because we were saying what's next.
And then I don't think we told them the next part, that we applied to do the Chicago Marathon. So if you didn't know, there's two ways to get into the show. Well, there's a couple ways, but there's two main ways to get into the Chicago Marathon, which is either you qualify, which is a ridiculous, super fast, like, marathon time, or you do the unqualified way, where you kind of just like enter your name in a lottery and hope that they pick your name.
Like a raffle.
Yeah, like a raffle, basically.
Do you know how many people do the lottery method and how many they actually choose?
I think it's a total of 45 or 55,000 people in total that run the Chicago Marathon. And the people that have qualified times are guaranteed a ticket. Mm. And so it all depends on how many people qualify. And then how many tickets are left after the people that qualified?
I wonder what's the probability of us getting chosen.
It's probably like 5 or 10 to 1.
And we'll see if we'll be running it. You said it's in October?
Yes, October of 2026.
It's exactly.
And that is one of the seven major, they call them the seven majors, which is the seven majors marathons in the world. So Chicago's one of them, Boston's one of them, New York's one of them, LA is not one of them.
London.
London is one. Sydney is one. Berlin is one. And Tokyo.
That would be epic. Could do that.
Yeah. But we have also, you know, told our friends to sign up as well. So we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers, we're praying, you know, like that we all can go, because like that would be such an epic trip that we all travel together. We all do this marathon together. We all experience, I'm assuming a lot of people haven't gone to Chicago. I haven't gone to Chicago to experience a new place together. Like, I think that would just be a super memorable trip.
Yeah, that would be epic. And so you have been like training, upping up your, I guess, miles, right, since your injury?
Yeah, yeah, very slowly. Nothing too crazy. Yesterday I did my first like harder run, I want to say. And honestly, I don't even think it's my ankle anymore, but now I feel like in like the foot, like no, like it's still bothering me. And I don't know, it had me in a funk yesterday. I went to like swim class yesterday and I just kept thinking about it. I'm like, man, when am I going to get over this? Like, there's like a certain way that I move my foot that like it bugs me or whatever. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, and I'm just praying that I can finally fully heal and then be able to like train properly and make it to like, because this is my now second attempt in March to be able to do a full marathon. And I'm going to be pretty like, I wasn't that bummed for the first one that I couldn't do, but if it's now twice, like I might just be like, all right, I'm not made for this. Like, I'm just going to quit. Like, I'm done with this.
I would feel super bad.
Yeah.
If I could run it and then you can't, I'd feel like kind of low key guilty.
No. I mean, you shouldn't feel guilty, but like, yeah, I'm just hoping that I can make it, but it's getting a little frustrating because now it's been like, I don't know, like 10, 11 weeks since I injured it.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry. I can just imagine the frustration.
Yeah.
But that's been us lately. I told Carrie today, I met with my bestie, and we were talking like about life. And then she asked me like how I was doing, and I kind of told her like, I don't like using busy, but it's like purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been making time in our lives to do what like we really want to do, like focus and become better in the areas.
Yeah.
And so we've been really intentional about, again, picking what we're going to be busy with, quote unquote. But I was like, it feels like we're tag teaming. Like, you go to work, I pick up the kids, you're out of work while you work out, I come home, then I'm like, okay, tag, you get into the kids, I'm working out, then come home, like, we take turns doing cleaning, bedtime, like, we're exhausted in the middle of that. On the weekends, in the mornings, it's kind of similar. Okay, who's running? Who's working out? All right, tag team. Try to have like family time. Go to church. Have a social life in between that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot. And that's what kind of got me thinking about this topic. It's again marriage. Usually people like marriage ones. I think it's just the chisme. Mm-hmm. Or people know that it's not that easy. And so I personally feel like it's easy to start like neglecting your spouse, I think, because they're adults. And so you kind of are like, oh, they got it. They're fine. Like, they understand. Mm-hmm. And then, but if you use that rationale like over and over and over again, you'll notice what people call like, oh, we're just not close anymore. We've grown apart. And so that's what I was like thinking about today. Because I feel like we're so busy.
Yeah.
Would you agree or disagree that it's like one of the first things, not the first, but like it's easy to slowly like grow apart or just wander off from your spouse?
I think it depends. If you have your own goals and your own vision and you're doing your own thing, yes, I think it's pretty easy for you to like... it's a phrase that you just used, like you grow apart.
Drift, yeah.
But if you both have the same vision and the same goal, if there is this like mutual agreement of we're doing this together, you know, like I think that if we could work out together, we would work out together. I think that our situation is a little bit different because there's a vision for us. We're going towards a goal, right? And I think in between us working towards those goals, I think there's a lot of benefits that come from it. Obviously, personal benefits, family benefits, and we're working towards a future that we want to see, right? And I think with doing that, I've always known that when two people that love each other do things together, the bond grows stronger. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I see you do things and I'm proud of you, and you see me do things and you're proud of me. Like, there isn't this separation. Like, it feels like we aren't doing things together, but in my eyes, I feel like we are. Because we're not. You're exactly right. Like, I mean, Monday I go work out, I meet you at soccer, you leave, you go to your study hub, I stay with the kids, take them home, feed them, put them to bed. You come home, clean the kitchen really quickly, go home, go to sleep. Tuesdays, it's like, it's always like a tag team, exactly what you said. But there's a goal. We're both working towards the same goal. And I think in between us doing that tag team, again, we are showing our kids what is possible. We're showing our kids what organization looks like. And I think the only way that our story can take a left turn or a wrong turn, let's say, is if one of us allow negative thoughts to come in, which would be, oh my gosh, she doesn't care about me. Oh my gosh, she doesn't ask. Oh my gosh, like, she doesn't want to spend time with me. Like, I think we're at the point where we can, if there is something creeping in, that we can have a conversation. And be like, hey, like, I'm kind of feeling like, you know, we haven't spent enough time. Like, let's set aside some time, even if we have to sacrifice one or two of our activities or whatever that we're doing. Like, I think we need to make some time for each other. And like, there's that level of understanding. And again, it's because I see that you're hustling for things. You see that I'm hustling for things. Like, and again, it's going to make our family better, our personal life better. Like, we're working towards something. So
I love that. I like how you said, I feel like you worded it so much positive, and you like showed me like, oh, you're not thinking negative, which kind of brought me like, oh, like peace or comfort.
Why? What were you thinking about before what I said?
I know that it can get like so busy that it feels like it. Like, I mind you, women's hormones, it's so annoying. We're never stable. We're never stable. I think we have 2 weeks of stability, if that.
I want to ride that dragon just one time.
No, it's so annoying. No, you don't.
Just to see if I can tame it, you know? Because, like, it's hard for a man to wrap their minds around that and just be like, how do you not just control your feelings?
It's crazy. It's so annoying. It's frustrating. And so I think just because of the time of the month where I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, we're just go, 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 go. And it's not that, like, I feel like I don't mind it because it's, again, I'm like, okay, there's a goal, there's a vision. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, oh, my gosh, is this, like, all there is to it? Just, like, tag team, me. And I have to remind myself, like how you said, there is a goal. And it is a little bit of sacrifice. Like, we're training for a marathon. Like, how many people can say that? Like, that takes a bigger sacrifice. And that it's a season. Like, our kids aren't going to be small for a long time. And so when they're older, can take care of themselves, like, we'll be all that we have, and we'll be working out together. We'll be running together. We won't have to be at a soccer practice. We'll be home together, watching a movie, hopefully, or things like that. And yeah, I feel like you're just going to give me like that piece. Like, okay. Like, you don't think that negative of it.
I think it was your mom one time that she told me, you know what the most valuable currency is? And it didn't click until she said it, but I'm like, I don't know, gold or whatever. And she's like, no, the most valuable currency. And she might have said it in a riddle. I don't remember. But she basically said, like, the most valuable currency that you have is time. You have 24 hours every single day, and how you spend it is crucial, right? And I feel like me and you have made this decision of, let's call it dollars, just so people can understand it. Like, me and you have gotten $24 every single day, and me and you are taking the time to put these dollars to good use, while other people take the $24 and they spend it, and then tomorrow they'll have nothing to show for it. And so I feel like me and you, it's almost like, I don't know, I picture like two giddy kids just like happily like putting it away and putting it away and like, oh, it's going to be more tomorrow and it's going to be more tomorrow and it's going to be more tomorrow and it's going to be more tomorrow until one day, like everything that we saved up, everything that we put into that jar or whatever you want to call it, like has piled up into something like amazing. And yeah, you're just like, oh, that's what the sacrifice was for.
I don't even know what I'm crying. So annoying. Women emotions. I don't even know what
that was. No, now you gotta share what you were thinking or feeling.
That wasn't even a sad story.
It wasn't. Okay, now you gotta explain it though. Cause now you have me and everybody else wondering.
Why don't we have tissues close by in case? I don't even know, like, I think I don't want to cry more.
People love when you cry.
I'm doing it just for this. No, I think you gave me, like, I don't know, like, permission to, like, lift that burden, I guess. I think, like, I'm not used to, like, working. Like, my workout journey just started in what's it called? The summer. And so I'm not used to, like, having to make the time to work out every day. Having to, like, sacrifice and be like, oh, well, something came up. Or, like, pushing it away to work out. Like, I'm making it a priority. Mm-hmm. And scheduling everything around it, which can feel like selfish. It can feel like I'm taking time away from the kids. I'm taking time away from you. And so I think it was starting to get at me. We're like, okay, I can't work out in the morning. So it's like, okay, my afternoons, I have to pick up Elijah a little more. Again, we're tag teaming. Like, I told Carrie today, like, we haven't eaten dinner at the table like for a while, and I'm like, we're gonna have to start prioritizing like weekends since we can't do it during the weekday. And so just little things like that where I'm like, oh my goodness, is it too much time? And so I think you'd seen that like gave me the permission of like, okay, it's a good thing, like a perspective shift. Because mm-hmm. I think I have been, and mind you, I just started thinking about this like a week, and this is like, again, a woman hormones, the time of the month, but I think there's good days where I'm like, dang, I'm so proud of us. Like, I'm so proud of this family. Like, we're badasses. And then there's times where I'm like, oh, am I doing enough? Are we doing enough as parents? Am I doing enough as a wife? Where it just feels like a lot.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, it's a perspective. Sometimes we can get touched by doubt, and we get touched by like negative thoughts, and we could go yeah. down that rabbit trail and just be like, oh, we're doing everything wrong, right? But another thing that I remember that you heard, I wasn't even in the room, but you heard from somebody, and I think you asked this person something about like time organization, and they told you, if all you have is 30 to 60 minutes, make it an anointed 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think you and God know your heart. Now, the reason why I say you and God know your heart is because why is it that you're doing what you're doing? If you're doing it for vanity and you're doing it for glory, then yeah, I think that you're doing it for the wrong reasons. But if you're doing it for longevity, you're doing it to be healthy, to be able to be there for your kids as much as possible, to counteract anything that might be coming against you, because you know you've done the test and you know that you have the cancer gene or whatever. Cool. Like, if you're doing it to inspire your kids and the next generations, cool. Like, but only you and God know your heart. And I think, and this is the whole thing that we've been talking about, like almost week after week, where it's like we do things right now, or things happen to us right now that we don't understand until later. Mm. And you're going through these emotions right now, and you're going through these thoughts right now. But one day, I think it will come where you hear our kids say, because my mom used to do this, the same things, you know how you say like, oh, because I go like, I don't know how you do it. Like go to the airport with two kids and blah, blah, blah. And you, what is it that you always say? My mom used to do it with four kids. If my mom could do it with four kids, I could do it with two. And one day you're going to hear your kids say, if my mom could have two kids and a career and she went to school and all this, then I could do anything. Mm. Like it, you don't hear those words now.
Yeah.
But you're putting coins in the bank for one day that to happen. And it's not for the sake of you hearing those words and affirming everything that you did, but it's more for the sake of like you inspired your kids to be able to go achieve their dreams or whatever it is that they want to do.
Yeah.
Now, do I think making time for family is important? Very, very, very important. Do I think having a good attitude with the little time that we have with them, like with our kids, is important? It's very, very important. But sometimes we do get caught up in like, oh, like they're just being fastidious right now, or oh, they're just like overstimulating me, and oh, they're just crying and bickering at each other, and I just can't handle it, and I can't wait for it to be 5:30 and for the next parent to pick them up. And you know, like if we already know that we only get a little bit of time, then like that person said to you, make sure that it's anointed time. Make sure that it's a special time. Make sure that you appreciate it. And I feel like in that regard, I don't know, we've talked about this before, that mom guilt isn't the same as dad guilt or whatever. But I feel like in the times that I get to be with my kids, I enjoy them. I enjoy them. Yeah, like bedtime, it's, oh my goodness. Today
they were like, acting.
But not only that, but right before we told them it was bedtime, I showed them this meme of Al Pacino. I forget what movie it was. It might have been Godfather 3, where he's just like something, I think somebody died or something like that, and Al Pacino just screaming at the top of his lungs, and the title says like, when you tell your kid every single day at the every single day at the same time, every single day that it's time to go to bed, and they always just scream like they didn't know it was coming or whatever. And sure enough, like 10 minutes later, we're telling them it's time for bed, and they both are just,
yeah, I'm losing it.
But my point is like, yeah, sometimes they could be overstimulating, and sometimes they could be like a lot, and sometimes they might be very needy, or sometimes they might be like talking a lot. And I've found myself in those moments where like I'm making my breakfast, my lunch or whatever, and I have my earphones in. They're kind of doing their own thing. You know, today they were painting their pumpkins and they were doing like arts and crafts or painting just regular things. But sometimes they're just like, especially Araya gets into the mood, sometimes she just starts asking a bunch of questions. And I'm like answering really quick. Cause I just like making my breakfast or washing dishes or whatever is kind of like my zone out time. And I find myself getting frustrated. I'm just like, wait, hold on. Like, she's your daughter and she's asking you questions. She's going to you to ask these questions. Just like, and I just find most of the time I'll react and be like, all right, you know what? And I put the AirPods down and then I like my perspective and my mind shifts. And I'm like, all right, ask me the million questions that you have. I don't care. Like, I'm here. Cause it's such a privilege. And again, like, time flies so fast that before we know it, these kids are going to be teenagers. And we don't want to be the parents that go, we didn't appreciate the time that we had with them, right? Mm. And so I think it just comes down to time organization and making the best of every single moment that you have When you have the time to work out, make it the best moment. When you have the time with the kids, make it the best moment. When you have time just with your spouse, make it the best moment. Like, I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, thank you for that, for allowing me, I feel like, to lift the burden. Because I was thinking, especially with you, I feel like, again, going back to my original point, out of everything, like, okay, we already said I go to work. Like, that's just a priority there. And then working out has been a priority. Like, we schedule it. And then it's like the kids, like, okay, taking them to the soccer, making sure their homework is done. I'm the, like, one getting them ready for school, like, all that stuff. So, like, that's a given. If it's easier to pay attention to your kids because they need you. Mm-hmm. But you, like, not that saying you don't need me, like, in that way, but it's like, oh, you're an adult, you're grown, then I feel like it's easier and more common to kind of, like, put you in the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
But do you agree, like, on your end? I feel like you don't get as overwhelmed as I do, though.
Yeah, and I mean, that could be debatable for many reasons. I mean, when you get in your mood, sometimes you list off every single thing that you do and how it doesn't compare to everything that I do. And I personally, from my perspective, I see it. I'm like, for me, it's just, I'm not as emotional. I'm more logical. Like, I feel like I have more control of my emotions. So I'm just like, oh, like, I know how to make the best out of all situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I know. Okay. Keep going.
I lost my train of thought, but my point is, like, yeah, for me, it's just like, oh, like, it's not that tough, at least my side, at least.
So you're saying it's easy for you to, like, prioritize me, like, easy for you to make me a priority and not, like, think of it as, like, oh, she's good, and then you get so busy and caught up, and you're like, oh, wait, I haven't dated her, I haven't, like, given romance or, like, shown her.
Well, I feel like, I wouldn't exaggerate it, but, like, when I find moments to, like, I don't know, bring you something or whatever, like.
You've been good at that lately.
Yeah, and I try to, like, that for me, again, I'm just a person that has always been, and maybe because it's easier, but, like, actions speak way louder than any words can. Right. And so, like, if I'm at the gym now, I go to a different gym and Starbucks is, like, right beside the gym. And so when I go on Sunday mornings, I'm just like, oh, like, I might as well. I know that she loves Starbucks. I know that which drink that she really likes. I might as well just get it for her. And so I go get it for you, you know, and I know how much you like your smile. Like when you first, like when you see it, like.
Make me cry all over again.
But, yeah, in that regard, like I've been trying, you know, I think we still try to have, like, our conversations in the cars when we have, like, a ride to church or wherever it is we're going on Saturdays. And then we have, like, I don't know, what is it, a monthly or one every 2 months? Like, we go out to dinner, we have a good time. And, like, I still have that perspective of, like, I enjoy my time with you, like. Like, I remember last year, we talked about this, like, the plan was to go to Vegas with friends, and ended up just me and you, and you were, like, felt bad. And I'm like, I don't mind this at all. Like, you're my best mm-hmm. friend. Like, I know I'm going to have, like, the greatest time with you. And so, yeah, I think, I mean, it's the cliche thing to say, but, like, communication is always important, right? And if one of us is feeling some type of way, like, hey, like, and it doesn't have to be toxic, right? Sometimes we do let it get toxic. Sometimes it's just like we let it fester up and we're hoping that person's going to notice or whatever. But, like, if you don't communicate it, if it's not on the table, the person probably won't, like, know what's going on. Like, I don't understand why for humans, because I'm going to put myself in this.
Yeah.
For humans, it's so hard to just simply be like, this is how I feel. It's on the table. Now it's up to you if we do something about it or not. And I say we do something about it because it is toxic for me to be like, if you do something about the feelings that I'm feeling, whether you did it or not, it's whether we let, and the we usually is just communication. Like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I'm feeling this because of that. this, blah, blah, blah. And then it's just, okay, what can we do to make it better? It's really that simple. And so, I think what I like about me and you and about like any marriage, I hope that is similar, is that you think of things that I don't think of, and I think of things that you don't think of. And like in that sense of like, we haven't had dinner, all of us at the table. Like, honestly, if you wouldn't have said that, I would have never thought about it. Mm. But like now thinking about it, like, oh yeah, we haven't had a meal. And it's, I mean, Mondays you're out, Tuesdays I go to the gym, I go running, and then I have swimming classes. Granted that this week is the last week of swimming classes. Then Wednesdays, I mean, this is a time of connection, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Thursdays, same thing. Fridays, like things like are coming up, whatever. And so, it's a good thing that you thought about that, because now we can, you know, make it a priority, especially now that there's no swimming classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We can at least do it those days.
Yeah. I just want to say I love you.
I love you too.
I feel like you love me and you show me, and I don't know why I'm all up in my feels today. But as you were talking, I'm like, yeah, you're a good man, you're a good husband, and I love our marriage. Like, we've been through so much, we've grown so much. I'm super proud of us. I love where we are, I love where we're heading. That I wouldn't like trade it for anything in the world. Cause I always get excited like the more years we're married, cause I'm like, it has only gotten better each year. And so I can't even imagine 15, 20 years. And we've invested in it. So it's like there's no way I'm traded out for for something when I put the hard work in. But I think it's a beautiful thing. And so I'm like, I hope in this like busy season, like we're still good. And I think, mind you, we do have vacation coming up with the family, which I'm definitely look forward to.
That's going to be a hard pause on everything.
That's going to be nice, well needed for the whole family. I'm glad we're going all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month after, just us, which is nice to reconnect as like the adults in the relationship, mm-hmm. and just mom and dad. And so that'll be nice, like going to a pause for the year before the new year hits and we hit the ground running. Which, are we going to take time off?
Yeah, I think the week after Thanksgiving will be the last.
So until the new year?
Actually, not even then. So just to let you guys know, my family is coming here for Thanksgiving, which is my mom, my brother, and my sister, which is going to be her first time coming over here. And so I asked them if they wanted to do an episode. And so we're going to be doing a special episode with them. Granted, this year, I don't think we've had any guests.
Oh, yeah.
This whole year. I think they might be our only guests this whole year. And it's going to be a pretty good episode. But that'll be the last episode. I actually am not sure when it will be coming out, because we will be filming on the 26th of November. 27th is Thanksgiving. 28th, we're kind of packing. Maybe I can like edit it that day and then schedule it for the Monday. But anyways, so Thursday is Thanksgiving. Friday, my family leaves, and then we're packing. And then Saturday, we leave for our trip, and we don't come back until the following Sunday.
Yeah.
So it might be that Monday.
Or might could just pick a special drop, or even like the start of the next year.
But that will be the last episode that we film for the year. And then we'll be back sometime in January.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, we need this, which I feel like that's, we've been talking about, I guess, how we're staying close through the busyness. I don't like the busyness, but how you said like, our goals, our vision is aligned, mm-hmm. and we're all running towards it. And the season that we're in, we can't physically do things together because we have littles. We're taking them to extracurriculars and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But that's a way that we're maintaining like our marriage strong, our love and admiration for each other and respect. Because I do think that's where resentment starts creeping in, when you don't understand why they're busy, right? Like mm-hmm. if you were working out, because I do hear that from women a lot, like, oh, he just goes to the gym. And if the woman isn't, then you kind of see it as like, okay, well, that's selfish. She's taking time away from the family. Mm-hmm. But if the woman sees that as like a priority, like I do it, it's important, then it's not resentment. It's, oh, I'm proud of him. Like, now it's my turn and I'm going to go do it. And so having that same common vision and mission for your life brings us together. But I think the second thing is those times of like hard pauses, like taking your family out of just being just with your spouse, whether it's date night or a little staycation. And I think we do practice that. Like I don't know if we really know how to like completely pause mm-hmm. and live like a low key life. I don't think we do that. Like our son is busy with his soccer. Like you've always like training for something. And then me, it's like, okay, like reaching more for more. But I think we've gotten, I feel like we've gotten a pretty good rhythm of like taking these, like it's spring, it'll be, I think we went to Puerto Rico and then camping and then Legoland and then, mm-hmm. And you guys might be like, oh, well, it's easy. Like you guys have money. Like we had to work hard, I think, to make that. And I think people work so hard. But because they spend, they can't find those like well-needed rests mm-hmm. that I highly recommend. Like you need those well-needed rest because you can't just go for a long time without like reconnecting, being intentional of like, this is just family time. This is just spouse time.
And I mean, if you don't have that type of finances, like it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Mm. Like your kids are going to remember like your creativity. Your kids yeah. are going to remember like your effort. Like, especially, I mean, Elijah, I feel like he's one of the easiest kids. Like you can like, he kind of reminds me of Jesse. Like I remember Jesse one time he was going to go.
That's my brother, Jesse.
They got him Laker tickets, but they put the Laker tickets in a Lakers book, and inside the Lakers book there was like a sliver that was kind of like showing like the history of Lakers, I think, and on one of the pages it was showing like the old tickets, but they had a slot for you to like put in like tickets, and I remember they gave him the Lakers book and he was like, oh my goodness, a Lakers book. He was like going crazy for it, like it was like the gift. And he didn't like ask for more. He didn't like nothing. He just like, for him, the book was like the most amazing thing in the whole world. And I think like you guys kind of had to prompt him to like, hey, look through the book. And he looked through the book and he finally found the ticket. And then he just like exploded even more. Like, but Elijah is like the same way. Like you do anything special for him. Like even if it's creative, it costs no money or whatever. Like he'll just, oh, I can't believe you did that for me. You know, like, kids will remember the effort that you put in.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be some extravagant thing. Like, be creative. Or just spend time with them. Again, they're going to be like, my parents were always there for me. And that's something that's huge. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to be the parent that has a kid that was like, you were never there for me. No, like, invest time in them. And then, I mean, it costs no money.
Yeah.
It's literally just being there for them. Hey, what do you want to do? Hey, what do you want to play? Hey, like, do you want to go outside? Do you want to go to the playground? Do you want to play soccer? Do you want to play a video game? Whatever it is, like, I'm here for it. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and I think same with us. I feel like some of my memorable dates, there was one where we came back to the house, watched a movie, and then we picked up the kids. Mm. That was fun. Or like when we ordered like pizza and wings and saw a movie while the kids were sleeping. I think we saw the Elvis movie. Like I can remember what we like watched. Where yeah. there's times we went out post dinner to the movie theaters, and I can't remember. I'm like, oh, we've done that. But like the times we come home and we're like, okay, this is, we're gonna, I think we watched like War Dogs or something, like that's memorable even for me as an adult. And so I think that's so true. Like, just, it's the intentionality, it's the pausing. And I said, like, the communication. I'm glad I brought it up, because I feel like I would have just been like carrying this invisible until like next week, until I'm over my period and my emotions go back to like, we're killing it.
Yeah.
But I think it just goes to show and like reminds me of like the disciples in the Bible. They were with Jesus. Like, they saw his miracles and then they'd forget. And they'd just be like, wait, God, there's a storm. And it's like, didn't you just witness like a huge miracle he did?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you freaking out? Calm down. But it just like happens. And so we can have, I think as humans, like wonderful seasons, like great. We're like, wow, we're so close. We just had day and night, like awesome. And then the next week we're like in our head and we're just like, oh my goodness, like we haven't spent time together or got in a dump fight or something. And then you make that the focus that it consumes you, that you like forget, like, do you just not remember? Like, last week was a great week. And so just like seeing, zooming out and seeing like, dang, we're killing it. Like, we're striving for our goals.
Mm-hmm.
We've had such a great year. I think it's important to voice it out so that you can squash those thoughts and affirm each other.
Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing that we have and that we've worked hard for is I go back to the example of before, where I felt like I was running and you were walking, or not even walking. And now I feel like we are both running. We're both at, you know, running towards our goals. We have a shared vision, shared mission. And that's beautiful. And our kids see that. And now Elijah's gotten into running. He's about to do a 5K. And like, we're taking our family. You know, we're running all together. We're moving forward. And I think there still should be some like accountability. You know, like little check-ins. Like, hey, how are you doing? How's everything going? Because I think that's important. Like, yeah, you're running, but sometimes we can get caught up in the race, and we don't like take a moment to look over our shoulder or look beside us or whatever, and we're kind of just, it becomes just like a singular thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking to you about before, like checking your heart, like why is it that you're doing it? And if all the reasons are right, like you're not gonna leave your family behind, you're not gonna leave your spouse behind, you're not gonna leave your kids behind. And that's the beautiful thing about our relationship currently right now, you know, that we're both striving for something awesome. But for those that have one spouse that is running and another one that's not, I mean, it goes back to the story that we've shared. Like, the spouse that's running, okay, you've proven yourself, you can run. But now prove yourself that you can walk with your spouse. And again, it comes down to your heart. Do you love this person? Are you willing to slow down for this person? And you know what? I found myself feeling that. What was it? Sunday, I think it was. Sunday or no. Thursday or Friday. I don't know. One of the days where I went running and you were like, oh, Elijah's going to go with you. And a part of me was like, oh my goodness. Like, I was going to run at my own pace and I had this plan already. And now I have to run with Elijah and he runs at like a 13-minute pace. But then again, it's just one of those moments where I find myself and I catch myself and I'm like, buddy, come on. You're his dad. And he was like, at first he was like, no, I don't want to. And then he's like, no, I'm going to go. And the excitement and that he wants to run with dad, I'm just like.
And he wanted to look like you. He wanted his little running glasses.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just caught myself and I'm like, this is the whole run walk thing all over again. Are you, David, willing to slow down for your son to help build this little dude up?
Yeah.
And have him remember, my dad used to run fast, but when I ran with him, he slowed down for me and he helped me get faster. And I'm just like, I just keep having to like, and that I mean, I'm so appreciative to God, like for the things that he's taught us and the things that he's got us through. Cause Like, that's a lesson that I'll probably never forget. And I'll always, like, God will always, like, bring it back to me. And like, remember to be okay to walk.
Yeah. Just keep going.
No, tell us what you were feeling.
No, I just like what you're saying.
Keep finishing. What did it make you feel?
Oh my, keep going.
No, tell us what it made you feel.
No, it's beautiful. Talking about my son.
No, but I forget how I got into that, but yeah, it's just it is beautiful. It's those anointed, make those times anointed.
Yeah.
You know, and it was amazing because when I ran with him, I finally found his sweet spot, which is about 13-minute miles. Because before I was getting him to like about 11-minute miles, and he kept saying that his rib was hurting. Like, you know how you get like
the air
or whatever?
Poor boy.
And he would try, and you could tell that he didn't want to let me down, whatever. And I was like, hey, it's okay. Like, if you have to walk, let's walk, whatever. But I found his sweet spot, and I told him. And he's always trying to hustle me. He's just like you. He is just like you. The moment we start running, he goes, Dad, if I finish this run today without stopping, can you buy me V-Bucks? And I'm like, bruh, every time that we run, you can't hustle me, bro. Like, you're going to cost me money. Like,
yeah.
And so I told him, like, listen, what you're doing right now is you're training. If you run that 5K without stopping, then I'll get you some V-Bucks. And he's like, all right. And we were supposed to do 2 miles. He agreed to 2 miles. We were 13-minute miles. We're going. And I miscalculated. I did miscalculate. I was trying to do just 2 miles, but like it ended up being a little bit more. But around mile 1.75, he hadn't stopped yet, but he started complaining about his legs. And I don't think, he's not used to running like longer distances. He runs for soccer and it's usually like sprints. And then he takes a little break, sprints, takes a little break. So the longer distance, I think his legs are like, yo, like this is hard for us, right? But I'm like, how's your lungs feel? He's like, oh, I feel great. I'm like, all right. Well, if you feel a little bit of pain, it's okay. You just get through the pain. We just have 3 more blocks and we'll go. And then we're going. And then we're getting close to the house. We're about like, I don't know, like 20, 30 seconds away from the house. And he goes like, oh, when are we going to hit 2 miles? And I'm like, I looked at my watch and I'm like, ha, funny enough, you're at about like 2.3. He goes to me like, what? I did 2.3 without stopping? I'm like, yeah. And then he just, boom, sprints home. And then obviously he wanted to come home and tell you like, Mom, I ran 2.4 or something like that. Miles without stopping. Like, can you believe it? And he was so proud of himself and he wanted you to be proud of him. And those moments just like bring the fruit of the lessons that we've learned. Mm. Just like, okay. And then I went out and finished my run and I'm like, you know what? For those moments like that, it's worth it. Slow down. Doesn't matter. Kill your pride. You'll have other runs by yourself, but kill your pride. Be there for your son. Be there for your family. Slow down and go. The point, what I was saying is, in the married couples, I have one person running and one person not. The person running, all right, you've proved yourself. You can run. Now prove yourself that you can slow down for your family. Prove the love that you have for them.
That's a good way. That's a good place to stop. I don't think anything else needs to be said or else I'm going to keep crying. I don't even know what David's going to ask me. What do we title this episode? And I'm like, I don't know. Because it was supposed to be about marriage, but ended up being like about family and like, I guess, seasons of hustling and the balance of it and reminders. And so I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. I feel like I cried most of it. I honestly don't know why. It's just, I love you and I love our family and I'm so proud of us. But thank you guys always for tuning in. We love you guys. Reminder that we're always here for whatever you guys need. Just message us, please. Your support means so much to us. So if you can like, mm-hmm. comment, share this with someone, make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. And we can't wait to be back next week with another episode. Until next time, bye.
See ya.